Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.
All right, all right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And, of course, as always, I want you to holler at me. So give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And, like always, I encourage you, if you're too scared to call me, feel free to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Hit me. I hit you back. Your questions, comments, concerns, I got you. It's all good. And in case you're listening and you got a question, you didn't want to call, and you just didn't want to jump into the email thing, feel free to hop into the chat room, drop your question there, and I will read you on the air. I got you. In the meantime, thank you all for listening. Excuse me. And, you know, of course, as always, I always want to jump into the things that crazy people do. And I always like to start off whenever I can with my favorite state of Florida. And the state of Florida never, ever disappoints. For example, potential Senate Libertarian candidate, Augustus Sol Invictus. Yeah, it's a funny guy. He's running for the Libertarian. He's a Libertarian, and he's running for a Senate seat down in Florida. This cat is his name means majestic, unconquered sun, like sun in the sky. Which is, it's not that, you know, it's not a big deal. But, he, you know, his people, you know, in his party, they've been quitting whatnot. They say that he's a white supremacist. He says he's not a white supremacist. He just has some white supremacist support for his campaign. Even though he says, I've got 4 children, which are Hispanic, which, I mean, hey, you know, Thomas Jefferson had the black kids. That didn't stop him from owning slaves. Just saying. He also said, you know, they say that he's trying to start a civil war, but he says, no, you got it wrong. He says the government already is at war with the citizens, and that it's certain to escalate. The only question is, when are the citizens going to start fighting back? He said in an interview. He says, and I'm quoting him, I don't think I'm the only person who sees a cataclysm coming, but I think I'm the only person saying it, and I think that scares people. And as far as sacrifice, because he walked out in the Mojave Desert and spent a week fasting and praying, and afterwards, when he came home, he killed a goat and drank his blood in a brutal and sadistic, no, because he sacrificed like they did in the Bible, biblical days. So, Florida, that's your future senator. Invictus, we trust. Now, obviously, if you're voting for a man like him, you're actually being honest, because, you know, guys like him are what fill the Senate in the halls of Congress anyway. So Invictus winning wouldn't be a shock to me, although it would still be kind of funny. You got a guy cutting open goats and drinking their blood and advocating civil war. And it's not a white supremacist. He just has white supremacist support. You know, that's how they roll. I ain't down with you, but you all are down with me. Yeah. Anyway, things that crazy people do. Voting for Invictus. Invictus We Trust. And speaking of other things that crazy people do, Burger King is coming out with a Halloween Black Whopper. Only thing is, this Black Whopper, supposedly it turns your shit green. You know, I'm all for going green, but eating the Black Whopper, one, black is beautiful. I'm down for that. Black is definitely beautiful, but not on my sandwich. I'm not eating the black bun. I mean, because when I think of a black bun, I'm thinking, shit, that's burnt. And, you know, black buns that I would eat, not going to say no names, but, yeah, it wouldn't be attached to a burger. Although, technically, it would be, you know, but some nice dark chocolate buns, you just, anyway. Burger King is introducing the Black Whopper for everybody. And I just think of black licorice. I don't know. That's just my thought. But, oh, looks like we got a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Hi, it's a pleasure. I'm calling in from the UK. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I have a question for you. I'm looking for some advice. I don't know if you can help or not, but my wife and I, we can't have kids.
Okay.
And we've talked about sort of in vitro, but unfortunately, she says she can't spare it. So, you know, I mean, she's here, and every time we talk about in vitro, you say the same thing, right, honey?
Can't.
Yeah, she can't do it. So I don't know if you have any questions or any solutions, perhaps, about things maybe we could try to have children, because she can't. She can't have them, and she can't do in vitro. We can't do it, you know.
Well, you ever think about getting a surrogate? And having a surrogate have the child, you can you can do the in vitro on the surrogate, and then they have the child, or of course the good old fashioned just adopt an infant. I mean, if that's an option for you, are you open to adoption?
We've thought about adoption. The problem is she's originally not from the UK, so unfortunately that makes things difficult in that we really can't get the papers required to do that. So, and our preference really is to have our own child. We've thought about a surrogate, but we can't seem to find anyone who really has the qualifications. We looked through a number of papers, and we filed some forms with the government because they have a service here. But no matter what we did, we just can't seem to find someone who's qualified for it. So it is difficult.
You said qualifications. What qualifications do you have? I mean, certain type of person. What is your qualification?
We want someone who is obviously physically fit, who is healthy. They can't smoke. If they smoke, that's out of it. If they have a history, you know, you do try to screen if they have a history of certain diseases or certain mental illnesses. You really can't have that. I mean, I think my wife and I are in agreement there.
Can't.
No, you can't have that at all. So it's difficult for us, and we do enjoy your show, and we're always looking for advice, you know.
Okay, well, I would suggest you do like Eddie Murphy did in the movie, Come to America. Here in California, there is I'll use the word, plethora of health-conscious, going green women who don't smoke and more than likely wouldn't mind helping you out. I mean, you sound like cool people, and I mean, if you're not against that, maybe that will be the issue.
You know, we really have tried that. We've searched elsewhere in Europe, and we've really tried to make it out to the States. Unfortunately, right now, with our schedule, the two of us just can't do it. So we're really trying, but it's a very good idea. I'd love to come out to California. I can't really bear the winters here anymore. They're very cold and dreary here in England, so it would be lovely to get out to the West Coast, but we just can't do it right now.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe you can speak to a surrogate and have them fly out there. And maybe that will alleviate part of the issue, and you go through the whole pregnancy with the surrogate if you can find a qualified match. I mean, there are different ways to go about it, and I think that maybe that might help you out also.
I think it's been a mental thing for us too. Like, we've made two categories, and there's one category of people who can have kids, and there's another category of people who can't have kids, and we've been in the cunt category for so long that it's just been mentally very draining.
Can't.
I mean, that's becoming our favorite word. Just we can't do it, you know. So it's becoming this buzzword in the home. Cunt, 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 and it's, you know, it's difficult for us. That's really what it comes down to, unfortunately.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that you can't find a proper surrogate. I do wish you luck. And,
thank you.
You know, I hope it works out for you, and feel free to call back anytime.
Can't.
All right.
Can't.
Yeah, that was interesting. Shout out to the UK. speaking of which, not the UK, but in China, I guess they're genetically engineering mini pigs to sell as pets for $1,600 each. And I don't get it. I mean, genetically modified swine, pet swine at that. You know, the grandma and soul food is rolling over in her grave. That's not enough rooting to the tooting for me to eat and die from. I know that's bad, but I'm just saying. Genetically modified miniature pigs for $1,600. I mean, is pig the new dog? You know, Nation of Islam, they believe that pigs are a combination of a rat and dog, and a breed cat, something like that. You know, I'm just saying. Mini pig. If that's how you rolling, I'm sorry that I can't roll with you, pet pigs. I mean, bad enough. Shout out to my old co-host Butter. I mean, she had her pet rat, aka hamster. You know, basically fat rats with no tail. I'm not getting it. What do you do with a mini pig? The same thing with the hamster. They just run in a circle and do little balls in the cage. I mean, what you going to do with a little mini pig? You're so cute, you're going to start kissing pigs in the mouth. Anyway. Woo! I think I need a break after that. This is Sean Price battering bars.
I'm being fresh and having fun. Listen, what you say, listen, it goes. Beast mode, I live by the street code. I beat foes to fuck up when the heat blows. Don't talk crazy on cell phones. Workers get gentle for buck like hell no. Hell yeah, I am that dude. With balls, sell drug rapper with the attitude. Punch niggas through pizza shop windows. Red devil duck mixed with a little Indo. Sean P, call me Kimbo. On drugs, paranoid, who's looking through my window? My nerves bad, English class failure. Nigga, my words bad. Herbs had your chance, it's my time. Serial killer theme music is my rhyme. In my prime, I'm a primate. Eight niggas with an eight digit, that's my nine. Fuck out of here. Yeah, battering bars. Paul, what's the matter with y'all? Simeon twins, me and my friends shatter your squad.
y'all was some suckers. I don't understand the concept of honorary degrees anyway. You give somebody a degree because they are famous and you want people to associate yourself with him because, hey, he's famous. And so by extension, we give him an honorary degree. He'll come to our campus all the time and rape and drug our women here too. Oh, I guess I didn't mean to say that, but I did mean to say it. So of course they come out with the conduct that Mr. Cosby has acknowledged is wholly inconsistent with the behavior we expect of any individual associated with Brown. It is particularly troubling as our university community continues to confront the very real challenges of sexual violence on our campus and in society at large. And had it been known to the fellows in 1985, an honorary degree would not have been conferred. Oh, the public outrage. We're going to disassociate ourselves from Bill Cosby. You don't get an honorary degree with us no more. We here at Brown, we don't condone that sort of action, or set of actions. Like, once again, does he really care? Does he really care? Y'all, from an old man, y'all taking an old man's honorary degree that he didn't earn in the first place. Brown University, you suck too. You know, if anything, it'd be something else that would be out there, that would be important, but obviously taking away honorary degrees is oh so important. Right? Right. Anyway, speaking of what really should be important, I'm particular about kids' books and things that are being taught to kids in the school system. There was one book, I'm not going to name it because it was a sucker book, but it was basically, it was a time-traveling book where they were going back in time to save Christopher Columbus because there was a mutiny on his ship. And then the thought was, if you save Christopher Columbus from the mutiny on his ship, then he gets to go on and make history. Now, I read the book, and I'm like, in my head, fuck that shit. No. Let his ass walk the plank and die. Christopher Columbus, for those of you who don't know, Christopher Crisbole, which is his real name, Christopher Crisbole was a slave runner, ran slaves off the what they call the African coast for 30 years or so, then came over, killed the Taino Indians, and slaughtered quite a few other folks. So I'm thinking, and this is just a random thought thrown out there, if you go back in time and you don't stop the mutiny, you just let the mutiny happen, maybe Christopher Columbus dies, and of course we know they still was going to come, but it wasn't going to be from him, and he wasn't going to be famous for being a slave trader. Anyway, speaking of slave trade, there was a mother who was upset. A mother in Houston. Shout out to my homie HISD down in Houston. She voiced some complaints about the inaccuracy of the content in the book. And it's a book called Patterns of Immigration. And in this book, it stated that the Atlantic slave trade brought millions of workers from Africa to this country. And, you know, she went on Facebook and she said, yeah, the Atlantic slave trade brought millions of workers. Notice the word workers, which, of course, implies wages, like you got paid, which, no, we did not. You know, now, obviously, she got a little extra attention. And Ms. Ronnie Dean Byrne, who was followed up by a post, a video on Facebook explaining her stance. And the video has been viewed more than 1.6 million times as of this week. And, of course, McGraw-Hill, who was the textbook publisher, says, we believe we can do better, which McGraw-Hill posted on his Facebook page, to communicate these facts more clearly. We will update this caption to describe the arrival of African slaves in the U.S. as a forced migration and emphasize that their work was done as slave labor. Now let's think about that for a second. You have, and this is why you pay attention, good parenting. This is good parenting between bad parenting. You have a parent who actually paid attention to what is said in the books. Wages. Like, they came over, it wasn't involuntary. It was like, hey, you know, we got some jobs in America. We know you ain't doing that good here. Got some jobs in America. And you can get paid. Just get on the ship. See, that's those little itty bitty things that get put into your history books. And you wonder why your kids are ignorant of their history. One, because you don't care about it, parents. So if you don't care about it, they won't care about it. And thus, you get that sick cycle of ignorance. And then, if they happen to go to college, and if they happen to take a Black Studies class, and they get the truth, it's always, oh my God, I would have never, and I'm always upset by that. You shouldn't be in college and find out not only about slavery, but the fact that you kind of had civilization, had decent housing, had all those things that, you know, kind of forgotten, because we talk about history. History always starts off, they start off, there was great civilization in Egypt. They had the pyramids, and then they go into Greece, and then they go into Rome. But they don't talk about historically what you did as a collective, as a people, which is very important to acknowledge. Because, obviously, if kids understand that, oh yeah, we got civilization, we had running water and all that other stuff, baths and all that, I mean, stuff that these kids don't understand, and you wonder why they don't have any self-worth, hey, because you got this. Luckily, you had a parent who actually gives a damn about what their kid reads. But it should be more of y'all out there. You know, as someone who is somewhat interested in kids' education. Well, I'm not somewhat interested. I'm very interested in kids' education. You should be jumping on this and looking at what's in your kids' textbooks. What's in their homework? Are they getting them lies? I mean, because Columbus Day coming up here. Yeah, you take the holiday, but you don't give him no credit. He's a terrorist. A no good, dirty, low down, stinky punk motherfucker. Christopher Crispo. That guy. Got a city in Ohio named after him for some strange reason. Good old Columbus. Yay! Whereas important stuff is not even talked about. You know, I mean, like, for example, we have right here in California, they're doing a study where they were talking about the trash and chemicals that was washed into the ocean after heavy rain. So what happened was a team of U.S. and Mexican scientists trying to find out what's happening to all the trash and chemicals by dyeing the ocean bright pink. Now, and this is from September 22nd to October 17th. Some researchers with the University of California, San Diego Scripps Institution of Oceanography and Jacobs School of Engineering, along with several Mexican institutions, they're releasing the non-toxic pink fluorescent dye into beach waters in Southern California and Tijuana. And during this experiment, which is known as the cross-surf zone inter-shelf dye exchange product, or Seaside, not to be confused with Westside. You can put your W's down, but you can toss up the C. Seaside? Okay. Anyway, they track the dye's movement and dilution, and as it mimics the movement of the pollutants that may affect human health and coastal ecosystems. So basically, people down in Southern California, you're on the beach, whatnot, and in Mexico, you down there. If you see some pink in the water, don't worry. It's not a bunch of killer whales having their period. It is Seaside tracking pollution. That means if you see the pink or you're in the middle of the pink, you have pollution all over you. Take a bath. Take a nice long shower. Scrub real hard. And go to the doctor and get some antibiotics. Because you're going to be all jacked up if you don't. I don't mean to laugh. But yeah, that's what that means. That's the reason why I would never get into that dirty ass water. This ocean water, I mean, my father retired military. And I have had the fortune, misfortune, if you want to call it anything, of being on the ship. And where do you think all the stuff that's on the ship, where do you think that goes? They're not fertilizing the land with the manure from the ship. They are fertilizing your ocean. So all you folks, especially down in San Diego, shout out to my homie Phil. What up? Your charges suck. Yeah. When you jump in that water, you know those Navy bases there, you know those big ships, it's a lot of poop, a lot of urine, a lot of urine, a lot of poop. Just saying. But don't take my word for it. Just watch out for the pink. Because it's sitting there waiting to holler at you. So if you see the pink, once again, it is not blood, diluted blood or anything like that. It is pollution, and you're in the middle of it. I mean, speaking of which, there's a warning in Flint, Michigan. As a matter of fact, it's a public emergency that was declared over elevated lead levels in Flint, Michigan's water. Now, you know, they obviously could use some pink there, but you know, the public health emergency has been declared in Flint after tests showed that the Michigan City's water supply caused elevated levels of lead in children following months of complaints about the smell and taste. You know how they you hear them say sometimes, oh, tap water is just as good. Yeah. I'll just say this. If you're drinking out the tap, please, instead of a couple of dime bags, we invest in a water filter. Either one that you can put on your sink that you can screw on and, you know, have the water come out there, or one of them jugs with the filter in it so you can put the water in and then it filters it when it pours out. You know, now, I'm not stereotyping. I'm just saying that if you're predisposed to drinking, smoking weed, whatnot, you might want to sacrifice a bag or two. Instead, get a water filter if you're in the Flint, Michigan area. And I would go on to say that it's probably every area that's poor in Michigan, you're probably going to have elevated levels of lead. So, yeah. And you know, the governor supposedly had questioned the switch to the Flint River from the Detroit water system in 2014, you know, because it was a cost-saving move while a new regional pipeline is built to Lake Huron. Yeah. Not that he had anything to do with it, but yeah. Just switch. The important stuff. Very important stuff. Your water. Way more important than anything any celebrity is doing as far as being half naked on the runway or these celebrities wanting to fight and whatnot. Yeah, think about what you're drinking. Even the bottled water, which is just filtered, because even if it's from a lake, like they say, hey, I've seen many a bear doo-doo in the water. And, you know, there's a lot of things that go on in the water. Like I just got through talking about these military ships, they're dumping. Now, they may not be in your lakes, but I'm guessing that your lakes aren't quite as pure, Colorado Rocky Rivers, whatnot, that they always talk about, that you get the clean water and your beer is clean like that also. Good luck with that. But hey, if you're in the Michigan area, please, water filters. I'm just saying, it might help save your life one day. Maybe. If you believe in that kind of thing. I know I do. But not everybody's a believer. Which you should be. Because one day it'll be in your face, and what are you going to do? You know, you can't not pay attention. And I know it's real easy to ignore what's happening in your face there. But sometimes you kind of need to pay attention to the important things, because last time I checked, the body is majority water. And so if you're putting in pollutants, you wonder why, you know, you're looking and feeling a certain way. But I'll take my word for it. I'm going on break. It's Public Enemy. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Thank you.
Recognize it, but we in the Terror Dome anyway. If you want to give me a call, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. Yeah, give me a call and we can talk about in vitro if you want to talk about in vitro. I've always been in favor of the good old-fashioned way, but if you couldn't do that, you get a surrogate and do it the good old-fashioned way. It's just something about the good old-fashioned way just sounds so good old-fashioned. Anyway, speaking of good old-fashioned way, in a bad way, Atlanta mayor is urging men to speak out against sexual assault. Take a stand campaign, and how that, and I will quote Mr. Governor Kasheem Reed here. He says, "We can change the tone of the conversation by just emphasizing the fact among our friends that no actually means no. It doesn't mean to try to persuade harder." And I get it. No means no. When he says speaking out against sexual assault, I'm thinking that he's like talking about men speaking out about sexual assault, which I'm saying that you might want to go to the jail, because that's where all the sexual assaults are going on against men. As far as men sexually assaulting women, I mean, I don't take light to it. I mean, and of course, I am not that, oh, she was asking for it because she was looking sexy. I think you're a weak, pathetic mother if you're raping women. But at the same time, I don't know what you mean, how that conversation come up, where you sitting around talking to the homie like, hey, check it out, dog. You ever been in a situation where you try to rape somebody? I mean, was you thinking about it? And then the better judgment came up and you just said no? I mean, how did that come up? Did you hear about the Take a Stand campaign? How they don't want men raping women? I mean, you know, if you got to talk to your homies about raping women, if you think you're hanging around a homie that's raping women, you probably with the wrong set of homies. I'm just saying. I don't know anybody where that conversation don't come up. You know, we be hollering and, yeah, man, that take a stand. You know, it's really strong, you know. Tika Sumter, not that I know who that is, and Gabrielle Union, who I do know, they're supporters of Take a Stand campaign. How do you come off that? Yeah, you know, I'm sitting around, me and my homie Jack, we just sitting around. I'm like, hey man, you know what? We should take a stand. You know, we should go out there and preach to the brothers out there raping women. You should stop doing it. Anyway, and while I'm sitting up here shouting out my homie Jack, let me shout out longtime contributor and my homie Soul in the Hole. I haven't done this. He had a baby boy. You know, shout out to Soul in the Hole. Congratulations, you my dude. Anyway, back on task here. Yeah, I don't see how you go about having that conversation with the homie. That might possibly, I get the intent, but the fact that you're talking about, hey, we should talk about it with other men, I'm sorry. I agree, it's important, but I don't see how that enters in a positive way. You know, hey man, you raped any girls lately? Or you thought, anyway, I'm done. Sorry. Now, as somebody who is big on rights and your personal rights to do whatever, you have the rights that you're supposed to have, and then there's the rights that I guess we've given the government the right to bequeath upon us. Like, you know, like if I want to get married, I can't just, you know, walk up to a young lady and be like, hey, me and you, we together, we're married, and that's it. We have to be recognized by the state of California, because that's the law. You know, now, I guess, you know, legal purposes, whatnot, you know, the state can, only the state can recognize your union or dissolve your union, which to me is like, you know, the government for the people, pimping the people. See, because there's a, you know, California became the fifth state to allow terminally ill patients to legally end their lives using doctor-prescribed drugs. You know, Jerry Brown announced it Monday, saying that it's one of the most emotionally charged bills and one of the most emotionally charged things he's had to do. And and what he said is, and I quote, in the end, I was left to reflect on what I would want in the face of my own death. I do not know what I would do if I were dying in prolonged and excruciating pain. And I am certain, however, that it would be a comfort to be able to consider the options afforded by this bill. To which, I mean, that sounds noble and cool, but hey, I mean, why does the state have the right to tell me whether or not I can end my life or not? I mean, it's my life. I'm not advocating suicide in any way, shape, or form, but I am advocating suicide by all means, because at the end of the day, I wouldn't want to be extended. I would want to be able to control my destiny. Hey, if I'm a vegetable and there's no hope of recovery, why prolong excruciating pain? You know, I mean, all I'd be doing is basically passing the bill on to my kid or kids. But where's the humanity and justice in that? I mean, we know that it's all about, well, I know, maybe some people don't, but the majority of us know that it's all about the re-up. There's no money in the cure. And so you'll have some folks who'll be like, oh, this is just sad. You're allowing folks to kill themselves. It's like they have the right. Who am I to tell somebody that they have to live in excruciating pain because I have a moral stand? Your moral stand should stand for you alone. It shouldn't extend to anybody else. And see, once again, the fact that there has to be a law passed in order for me to do something as an individual is some bullshit. I'm saying it shouldn't matter what the government says. Look, if I'm ready to end it, I'm ready to end it. You can't tell me, oh, I can't end my life because the state won't allow it. Fuck the state. Going back to my point earlier, if I want to get married, I want to change my name, I have to register with state. I have to pay the state to do what I want to do. I mean, last time I checked, it was $180-some to change your name to whatever the hell you want it to be. Now, you know, as a black man, you know, I'd look at it like, hey, I have a slave master's name. So if I wanted to change my name, I should have the right. Just because it's my birthright to be able to control my destiny and name myself whatever the hell I want. If I want to change my name to Dookie Fresh, it should be Dookie Fresh on my driver's license, and I shouldn't have to pay for it. I should just be able to, hey, my name is Dookie Fresh now. Put my name on the bills, Dookie Fresh, just because I want it to be. If I want to have a name like that, I can have it. It's my right. The state can do this. The state announced that you have the right to die. Man, fuck the state. Fuck the government when they tell you what you can and cannot do. Some BS. On the fundamental level, this shit is heresy. But if you don't believe me, think about it for a second. No matter what you want to do, you have to pay the state or the government to do it. If you want to travel to another country, you got to have a passport. But you got to pay to leave the United States and then come back in this mug. What part of the game is that? Anyway, on that note, I want to thank you all for listening. And as always, for my show hosts, special co-hosts that are not here, I'm not saying a finger in their booty, but a finger in their booty. The N word is enough. Food drop presentation. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together, you guys.
Smooth.
Drummer, smooth.